allow you, which conditions will allow you for this weekend, for the mind to settle. And we will be meeting four times in the day tomorrow and three times on Sunday. And really, it's important what you do when we meet, and also what you're doing when we're not together, in the sort of virtual shrine together, shrine room together. So just want you to consider what will allow you to have that opportunity for 2 days where you can allow your mind to rest and to settle, to open, and the mind and heart to just have that opportunity to do that. And some of you will have probably already received invitation for a Slack lounge, and it's something that we have as an opportunity if you do want to share or connect with others in the weekend on the community. But again, use that in the way that supports your retreat over the weekend, because obviously that is again on the device. So just make choices that will support you and your practice this weekend. And we will record the sessions, and that will be website, and I'll post that in the chat probably at some point tomorrow, because I'm still waiting for the link for that. Yeah. So the sessions will be recorded, so you can always go back to them. If we're sharing any poems or anything, we'll post them on there. So I'm absolutely delighted to be here with you, and I look forward to our practicing together for the weekend. And I'll hand over to Ratnadeva.
So thank you very much, Pranyanita. And I would like to echo what Pranyanita was saying. That's, yeah, lovely to see all your faces, familiar faces and new faces. Great to be with you for this weekend. And the theme, of course, of the weekend is the still depths of the mind. And we could have said the still depths of the mind, heart, if you like. So what ground are we going to be covering this over this weekend? So yes, the most universal perhaps image of the Buddha that comes to mind, probably for most of us, is that image of the Buddha meditating, crossed legs, with his hands perhaps on his lap, maybe one hand touching the ground, maybe with a begging bowl in his lap. And his eyes are half closed, and there's a gentle smile on his face. And it's a very peaceful pose. Maybe that, for me, it exudes a sense of tranquility, serenity. And this can give the wrong message about Buddhism. It can, you can misconstrue what Buddhism is about and what the Buddha's message is about from this image. The Buddha in his life advocates an intense engagement with reality, with the world, with ourselves. I would describe this engagement as muscular, full-blooded, wholehearted, and passionate. Through his life, as it's recorded through his teachings, this is what the Buddha is advocating. Now, sure, the central to this teaching is loving kindness, but it's not a kind of weak loving kindness or tame loving kindness. In one of the suttas, in one of the teachings, the Buddha describes his version of loving kindness as it burns, it shines, it blazes forth. And ultimately, it is heading towards, it is aspiring towards unconditional love. Unconditional love that can move mountains, or as David Foster Wallace wrote, the same force that lit the stars. So Buddhism is and the Buddha advocates an ever-deepening engagement with reality, And that requires certain qualities of us. It requires effort and diligence and perseverance. And these are qualities that are not for the faint-hearted, if you like. Particularly, the engagement that the Buddha and Buddhism is advocating implies engagement with ourselves. And again, this can be heroic. We all have experience of how challenging that can be. And often Buddhism, the literature describes engagement with ourselves in heroic terms, in almost militaristic terms often, to express that heroic quality. For example, though they conquer 1,000 times, 1,000 warriors in battle, those who conquer themselves are the greatest warriors. So I did like what Pranyanita described that we're doing this weekend. We're going into a different realm. I want to pick up on that. We're going into a different realm and we're going on a heroic journey in this alternative realm. And it's obviously it's a meditative journey, a meditative heroic journey. And we're going to stop over on 5 guest houses on this journey. And the guest houses are described as the intensifiers. And they are stages of increasing engagement with our experience, increasing intensity. So it's kind of what they say on the lid. The intensifiers are about more, greater and greater intensity of engagement with our experience. These come from what's called the Yogacara tradition, which focused on those teachings within the Buddha's, what was written down, the canon, the Pali canon. It focuses on the more psychologically orientated teachings that the Buddha left. So questions that address, what is the mind? How do we know? What are the workings of the mind? And the tradition, the Yogacara tradition, looks at all these questions very much from through the lens of meditation. So it's practically focused. It's not a theoretical, speculative engagement. It's a practical engagement in order to assist with meditation. We're talking about teachings from the 4th century. So mostly, or at least originally, the teaching started with two brothers, Asanga and Vasubandhu, two very famous teachers in India. And they identify these 5 intensifiers, the 5 mental processes, which are progressive stages of engagement with any object. So the not always present. It's only when we choose to engage with our experience very specifically that they come into play. So when we home in on an experience or an object to the exclusion of other objects, when we intensify the experience of a particular object, when we're not satisfied, say, with just a cursory inspection, we're not satisfied just with passing over an experience. We turn towards the experience or object with our hearts as well as our minds. So that is the first of the intensifiers, emotional engagement, emotional investment. We set our heart on whatever it is we're experiencing. So in the case, obviously, we're interested in meditation. So we may say, I want to develop a meditation practice. I want it enough to sign up to a course or a retreat. Emotional engagement is where we start in this intensifying engagement with the world. And then having turned our heart towards whatever it is, whatever object or experience we're interested in, we lock onto it and we develop what's called resolve. That's the second of the intensifiers. On the basis of a conviction of the benefits of this, whatever it is, like in the case of meditation, it might be you're convinced that, I suffer stress and anxiety, and if I attend to my breath, I will gain more mental spaciousness and that'll help me with my anxiety. And on the basis of that conviction, we commit. We commit, say, to a practice. I'm going to meditate every day. We might come to that conclusion. So that's the second of the intensifiers, resolve. And part of resolve is commitment. And then we turn towards the experience. We develop that ability to turn towards experience and lock on. We develop our attentiveness. That's a third of the intensifiers. We scrutinize the object, say the breath. So we might decide, okay, at each sitting, when I sit on my pillow, meditation cushion, I'm going to set a strong intention to follow the breath. And I'm going to follow the breath. I'm going to scrutinize the detail of the breath. I'm going to be curious about it. I'm going to discriminate its different aspects. And this attentiveness, this gives us staying power. We can latch on to the breath, and we can keep coming back to it when we get distracted or when we forget our intention. And this process of resolve and attentiveness leads to greater intimacy with the object, because we've spent time with it. And when we spend time with experience, we become more intimate with it, which leads to the next intensifier, which is absorption. And in absorption, we get so close and intimate to the experience or the object of concentration, like the breath, that the distance is attenuated, and even our sense of self, our sense of separation from the experience or the object, like the breath, is attenuated. So there's much less of a sense of I am breathing. There is breath. So that's the fourth intensifier, absorption. And finally, these together, where we get to with emotional engagement, resolve, attentiveness and absorption, is penetration. Penetration of the experience or the object, which means depth. We gain an in-depth experience. We understand the object. We understand it as it really is. We understand its key characteristics. For example, the fact that it's impermanent and flowing. We understand that not just on a superficial level. Or we may understand this is not a thing as such. We see that it's insubstantial. So there are the five of intensifiers that we're going to, the guest houses, if you like, we're going to visit this weekend: emotional engagement, resolve, attentiveness, absorption, and penetration. And you can tell they're a progressive sequence. That's how I've laid them out. And hugely practical, such a useful framework in terms of deepening our meditation practice. That's why we're working with them this weekend, as a method of deepening our meditative practice. And each successive intensifier is the ripening, if you like, of our fulfillment of the previous intensifier. So that means you develop them in a sequence. You develop the earlier states as the basis for the later states. So if you notice that in your experience, your attentiveness is weak, well then you look at the previous stage of intensity, which is resolve, and you work on your resolve. If your resolve is weak, you work on your emotional engagement. So it's a very practical schema for us to work with. So these are the five guest houses on the journey. And the invitation really is to come with your bags full, your rucksacks full to these guest houses, you know, full with whatever you have to bring, whether it's, depending on perhaps the week you've had, it might be excitement, or there might be tiredness there, anxiety, stress. Maybe you've had a really good week, maybe you've had a successful week. Bring that sense, that feeling of that experience of success into each of the guest houses. Maybe you've had difficulties in some relationship during the week. Bring that. Maybe you've fallen passionately in love with someone. Bring that. Maybe you've lost something this week. Bring the grief. If you've got curiosity, carry that in. maybe there's been turbulence, maybe there is turbulence just at the moment. Don't leave that outside the door. So I'll finish by reading a poem by Rumi, The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house, empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honourably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing, ha 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 ha, and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Great, thank you. I'll hand over to Pranyanita. We'll spend this first meditation dropping into our bodies, getting in touch with our sensations, our physicality, and we'll merge into a metta bhavana, the cultivation of loving kindness meditation towards the end. But yes, maybe you've had a busy week, maybe you're a bit tired of a Friday evening. So let's just drop into our bodies. So I invite you to adopt a posture for meditating, trying to achieve that erectness, uprightness of spine to help you maintain alertness, that relaxed alertness. So a relaxed posture with a firm base. Feeling those contact points with whatever's supporting you, whether it's the chair or cushion or a mat. Have a sense of the earth supporting you, even if you're a few floors up, just a sense of being held by the earth. And surrender. Can you surrender to that supporting earth, dropping your weight under gravity into those points of support? Particularly on the out-breath, have a sense of letting go and dropping your weight while maintaining that upright posture. It's often beneficial to place a bit more weight towards the front of the sitting bones if your sitting bones are in contact with a cushion or a chair. But finding that point of balance. So arriving in our bodies, arriving in our senses. Just noticing the sensations in your eyes, even if you have your eyes closed, just take note of that curious, kind of blotchy darkness. Turning your attention now to your sense of hearing. What sounds are there wherever you are? In the building? In the room? Maybe further afield? Turning your attention now to your tongue. Are there any tastes you can detect? Residual tastes, perhaps, from your dinner? And moving our attention now to our sense of smell. And now turning our attention towards our tactile sense. Again, again, those contact points with whatever is supporting us, and the pressure at these points. And maybe you can feel the contact with your clothes at various points around your body. The sense of textile on skin. You could almost do a whole body scan, feeling those contacts between cloth and body. And now tuning in to the movements of our breath. So the in-breath and the out-breath. Where do you feel the movements associated with the breathing? Movement in the nostrils, maybe. In the throat. Maybe there's some sense of the texture of the breath around the throat area. Turning our attention to the upper chest and any movement there. Feel the ribs gently moving. The front ribs. Side ribs, and maybe even more subtle, the back ribs. And moving our attention now to the belly area and the breathing, the movements of breathing. You might be able to notice around the belly. Now I invite you to move your attention to your heart area. What's going on there in your heart? How are you feeling? As we move into a period of the cultivation of loving kindness, and in the first stage, we'll turn our attention towards ourselves and wish ourselves well. May I be well, may I be happy. May I be happy in my heart of hearts. I'm bringing all of myself here to this cushion, and I'm going to be kind to all those aspects of myself, the ones I'm happy about and the ones I'm less happy about. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be free from suffering. I turn towards myself just as I am, with love in my heart. In the second stage, we broaden the scope of our loving kindness to include everybody in our small community, our small virtual community here this evening. Turning our attention towards each other. Holding each other in a radiance of well-wishing. Bathing each other in the light of our own goodwill. May each of us be well. May each of us be happy. May each of us be free from suffering. In the final stage, we'll broaden the range, the scope of our loving kindness beyond our small community here to include people in the buildings that we're all in. Maybe there are some animals in the building as well, we can bring them into our well-wishing. May all the beings in our building be well and happy and free from suffering. allowing our well-wishing to spill out into the streets. Those quiet and dark streets, there may still be some pedestrians, cars. Foxes. May they all be well and happy and free from suffering. Broadening the radius of our well-wishing to cover the whole area that we're in, whether it's suburb or town or countryside. May all the beings in our locality be well and happy and free from suffering. And if you're in a city, maybe taking in the whole of the city. So whatever people are doing there, whether it's resting or recovering in hospital or having the dinner, sleeping, whatever they're doing, may they be well and happy and free from suffering. Broadening to include the whole country. All beings in this country be well and happy and free from suffering. And continuing to broaden the range of your well-wishing beyond the country, maybe across the seas, onto across continents, to all people, whatever states they're in, whether they're healthy or ill, in places of peace or conflict, of abundance or scarcity. And all the animals, all the sentient beings in these countries, across these lands, may they all be well and happy and free from suffering. Allowing our well-wishing to cover the whole of the planet. May all beings on this planet be well and happy and free from suffering. And extending beyond the planet, May all beings anywhere in the universe be well, happy, and free from suffering. And I hand over to Pranyanita.
So thank you, Ratnadeva. So we've got time to conclude our evening in a ritual way. And when Ratnadeva was talking about the intensifiers, we're starting with emotional engagement and resolve. So there is something about really formulating intention. And we'll do a short ritual, a dedication ceremony, where we can just look at setting a particular intention for ourselves. And we say that we do that with body, speech and mind. So there is something about doing it from the heart. Where we've got that opportunity to say things out loud. And when we've done the verses, which we will do in call and response, Ratnadeva will lead us in a Shakyamuni mantra. And you're welcome to make offerings in that time when we do that. And it is something about us creating this, what we call a mandala. So we're forming together a mandala, and in the text it will be about being surrounded by lotus petals and vajra walls of determination and flames that transmute samsara into nirvana. So there is something about creating a sacred space in a way for this weekend. So we'll do that followed by mantra. Dedication ceremony. We dedicate this retreat to the three jewels.
We dedicate this retreat to the three jewels.
To the Buddha, the ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Buddha, the ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma, the path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Dharma, the path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha, the spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
To the Sangha, the spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
To the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
to the development of wisdom.
To the development of wisdom.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may there be love.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat.
Around the mandala, this sacred spot.
Around the mandala, this sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala, this sacred spot.
Around this mandala, this sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala, this sacred spot.
Around this mandala, this sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our thought become Dharma.
May our communication with one another become Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech and mind.
With body, speech and mind.
We dedicate this retreat.
We dedicate this retreat. Muni, Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. 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 Muni, Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni. Muni, Muni, Mahamuni, Shakyamuni, Sadhu. 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 So I wish you all a peaceful night's sleep with sweet dreams, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for some meditation or for our beginning to tomorrow's full day, exploring the intensifiers.